This next exercise can be of tremendous benefit to you if you will do it regularly. It will lead you into a state of continuity with the soul. And you can always set up a new and finer point of continuity. I'm going to give you four very simple statements that you can use at different times of the day to create this continuity. Every time you say one of them, strength pours into you. Spiritual poise streams into you as well. They produce within your consciousness a unity of spirit, or wholeness within yourself. After you do them, for a period of a few weeks, they will automatically pop into your mind at the right time. First is to establish the habit of correct identity. The first one you do on awakening in the morning, before you even get up. You begin by sounding the sacred word, Om, silently. And then say, I am one with the light that shines through my soul. I am one with the light that shines through my group members and my master. And then at noon, sound the Om silently again and say to yourself, nothing separates me from my soul, from my group members, and from my master. My life is theirs, and theirs is mine. At sunset, sound the silent Om once more, and say, nothing can dim the love that flowers between my soul and me, the little self. Nothing can come between my group members and myself. Nothing can stop the flow of strength between me and my soul, between my brothers, my sisters, and my soul, and between the master of my life and me. And then on going to bed at night, sound the Om silently and say, I walk the way of life and light because I am a soul. With me walk my brothers and sisters and my master. Within, without, and on every side there is light and love and strength. On every side there is light and love and strength. When you walk the way of life and light as the soul, using these visualizations, you can prove to yourself the power of this light. When you invite it in and affirm it several times a day, I would like to suggest that when you want to help someone who is either ill or disturbed and has asked for help, begin with one of these affirmations and then include the other person in it. See that person walking the way of light and life as the soul. Focus not on the problem of the person, but on the light and the power of the soul to take that person through the crisis and then to provide that new opportunity to go forward in a real spirit of anticipation, discovery, and delight. Keep up these two exercises until you feel that continuity that's providing a wholeness, the unity of spirit within you. It is part of the wealth, the treasure that lies within you. And it is only for you to claim as yours. You are the authority of your life as the soul. You have infinite love, infinite power, the will to achieve the purpose of your life. When you have this continuity with your soul, may this continuity grow and grow and grow, so that there emanates from you a radiance that lifts and aids all who come into contact with your aura.